You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in. I'm Lauren, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live on Burnaby Mountain, BC, on unceded Coast Salish territory. We have a very special week this week. Father's Day is on Sunday, and I thought, why not bring on the dad rock? That is right. I surveyed friends and family to ask, what do you consider dad rock? And ended up with a very classic, but rather eclectic mix. First up, we have an interview, a very special interview with my own dad, Dave. Yay. So, yeah, enjoy.
Weezer, what's your history of listening to Weezer?
Well, they started off, they always had that kind of grunge college band sort of vibe to them right off the bat. And,
right.
You know, I've listened to their music back in 1996. I know they've been around since 92. And there's been some band member changes, but the original founders are still there.
With
the group. And, you know, it was a nice rollout from the early 90s, late 80s, when I used to go down to Seattle at the Pike's Place Market. There was the Warehouse District, and I saw Nirvana and Soundgarden and numerous bands in that area coming up, you know, in the beginning of grunge. So the carryover into Weezer. Well, it's almost like a continuation of it there.
Top three favorite Weezer songs?
Hashpipe, Buddy Holly, and I'm just trying to think. I got a couple, actually. You know,
okay, all your favorites. Let's hear them.
Oh, God. Beverly Hills is good. You know, the sweater song is pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. I mean, that's pretty much about it, right? I mean, say it ain't so, right?
So we're going to listen to Buddy Holly.
Thank you. sacrifice all those nights. If I could make the earth and my dreams the same, the only difference is to let love replace all our hate. So let's go there, let's make our escape.
So that was Creed with Higher. The theme of this week was kind of chosen, so I had an excuse to play Creed on the radio. Don't tell anyone. I forgot that Creed existed until they started trending recently. I'm attempting to make this my most played Spotify song this year. I will keep you posted on that. I am bordering on unironic Creed enjoyer. After Creed, we're going to listen to some Ween with Ocean Man, self-explanatory. Then iconic Canadian band quintessential dad rock Nickelback with Rockstar. I saw a video of someone going up to Chad Kroeger in a casino and asking him to sing this song, and he was not having it, but he sang it anyways. Legend.
Steve. through and standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black jet with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. Cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And we'll hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centiphone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleach blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Lip sync them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
That was Nickelback. Okay, I really love Steely Dan, so we're gonna listen to Dirty Work. I'm working on a review for my blog, earshoesuntied.com, of Can't Buy a Thrill. They seem like a really goofy band, but despite their sound, they're actually like weirdos. Their name comes from a very specific item described in William S. Burroughs' Naked Lunch that I cannot say on the radio, so go look it up. And then Bryan Adams with Heaven. Oh man, this song makes me want to drink a White Monster and go fishing, eat a raw steak, and fist pump in the air like in Breakfast Club. When I was a kid, I really loved that DJ Sammy cover remix of Heaven. And honestly, one of my Mandela Effect moments is I thought that there was a Crazy Frog remix of it, and there isn't yet. And then after that, Blue Oyster Cult with Don't Fear the Reaper.
Dirty work no more.